everybody, to the Off of the Helmets radio show right here on ESPN 103.3 on your FM dial. I am Brady Tinker doing a show tonight with Anthony Brown, the cornerback from Purdue, playing tons of football, number 30, fifth on the team in tackles. Does that surprise you? Do you know that?
No, I don't surprise
you. Yeah, all right. It doesn't surprise you. I'm sure it doesn't. Hey, we are at the Drunken Donkey in the Colony, and it's important that you know that because there are four Drunken Donkeys. There is one in Louisville, one in Keller, and one in Denton as well. Now, we are here Tuesday nights doing Cowboys radio show. We start again December 6th will be our next show, December 6th, 13th, and 20th, and then January 3rd. Those are our last four shows. Next show is Bryce Butler. Next show after that, I'll think of it in a minute. But we would love to have you here. This is not just a sports bar. Plasma's everywhere, but it is a craft kitchen. The owners of this place grew up around chefs. So the food here is not the usual fare. It is flatly awesome. Craft beers, over 100 of them, many local beers. This is the place to watch a game. This is a place to hang out. It has a local feel to it, and you will enjoy being here. Fast Lane Car Wash in Little Elm on FM 423, which is Main Street. If you live in this area, it's the only place to get your car washed. Because when you go in to pay $4, $5, $6, whatever you pay for that routine car wash, your car isn't clean. I've been to 100 of these places. My car's never clean. I went to Fast Lane Car Wash. I gave them $6. They started working on the front of my car, got all the bugs off. They worked on the back, got all the crap off. Then I went through. Then when I went through, they towel dried. Nobody ever towel dries for the basic $6 cost. My car gets clean at Fast Lane Car Wash. Right on Main Street, right down in Little Elm. You need to go there. They're the ones that will take care of you. ExecuCar will get my players here whenever I need them to get them here. They get Lael to the show. Anthony, I asked him if he needed a ride. He was on his way over anyway, so Anthony brought himself tonight. But if he needed a ride, ExecuCar would have got him here. Super Shuttle and ExecuCar have you covered. No doubt about it, supershuttle.com. Thanks to Metalbelia. Pat Payton is an artist. He is now making a new product, and we've seen it here tonight, for people to get signed. It is actually the ultimate sports fan. It's an image with the player on it, all made in metal, taken with the player's photos, and then it's all in metal, so it lasts forever. It's beautiful for autographs. The autographs stay. They don't smear. It is just perfect. It's the ultimate man cave item. Pat Payton is an artist. You need to be here and come meet Pat Payton. Metalbelia.com. So not memorabilia, but Metalbelia. Metalbilia. Metalbelia.com. And the Low T Center. I had my numbers done. My testosterone was lower than I wanted it to be. Lower than it was supposed to be. I thought it was a 54-year-old thing, and it may be. But I'm supposed to be around 350 to 400, and I'll still be doing everything that I need to do. I'm at like 177. Checked it twice. Checked my PSA level, did everything I needed to do, and I'm like, you know what? Yes. Yes. I could use some more energy. Yes, I could be better at what I'm doing. Yes, I could be a better athlete, better wife. I could have more energy. I could be happier. I went the other day for the first time to the Low T Center. There are 12 locations in Dallas-Fort Worth, and I personally recommend these guys. They took care of me, got a quick shot, got my blood work done. They check your testosterone and your PSA levels. And right now, through Christmas, for $50, go to the Low T Center and get checked. It's silly if you don't get checked. All right, let's talk Cowboys football with Anthony Brown. You heard Romo. Let's put that aside. It's an 8-1 football team. You just won in Pittsburgh. Now you got to play another tough AFC opponent. Baltimore will not mess around. Those folks will hit you as well. But it occurred to me the other day, would you agree, Anthony Brown, that this Cowboys team is a physical football team?
Of course, that's what our defense and our offense pride ourselves on, physicalness, you know, running the ball, hard-nosed. People know what we're going to do, and they still can't stop it. So
absolutely. And those guys on the offensive line set the tone. Exactly. But you guys aren't giving up anything on the run either. You're supporting. You're fifth on this team in tackles. You were up tackling.
Yeah, you know, back in college, my coach used to always practice with me with physical, you know, making tackles. A great corner could cover and tackle, so that's what I try to bring all that to the table.
And you're not huge, and you don't have to be huge to tackle good. You do have to have some guts, right? It's sort of like playing defense in the NBA. There's got to be some want to in tackling as well, doesn't there?
Yeah, you know, I'm not a big hitter, you know. I'm not like J.J. Wilcox,
yeah,
you know,
knocking
the helmet off. But I'm just like a sure tackler, getting the man down, try to get off the field on third down.
There's pride in that, isn't there?
It is, you know. You gotta have a little. You gotta have a little guts to you.
Little dog.
Uh-huh. You know, but it's NFL, so you gotta bring it anyway.
Well, and one of the other things that stands out about this team, and it's a cliche of sorts with defenses. Everyone rallies to the ball. But I'll tell you what, if you, and I know you watch film after the games, there are five or six guys on every tackle. Now, that may not be if someone runs a, you know, a skinny post and gets 15 yards, be three guys. But, I mean, the running backs and the quarterbacks have three, four, five guys on them on every play. Rallying to the ball is a cry for this team as well, isn't it?
Well, if it's five guys to the ball, that means we got six guys loafing. We need all 11 to the ball.
Talking to Anthony Brown of the Dallas Cowboys right here, number 30. I know you're paying attention to him. You want to know about him. He's from Purdue, went to the University of Purdue, recently had a child.
3 months.
3 months old. What's his name?
Anthony Brown
Jr. Anthony Brown Jr. All right, very nice. What's his mom's name?
Travia.
And she's going to fix dinner later on tonight, so you're not having any food here from the Drunken Donkey. I understand that. All right, how is it to be 3 months into being a father?
It's a blessing, man. You know, I had him right before camp, and it was a blessing.
Good timing.
Perfect timing, yeah. Having right before camp. And it just gives you something to work harder for, you know. You're not just doing it for yourself anymore. You got a child to look after and take care of him, you know. You know he going to look up to you one day, so you want to be a good role model to him.
It's amazing stuff. I have five, and I remember when they first handed me my first one, and I thought, oh, crap.
I don't see how you do five.
Well, the five thing is just expensive. There's some repetition in it. But I remember when they handed me my first one, I thought, oh, my God, this one's going to believe everything I say. I gotta fly right. I gotta be respectful. I gotta earn the money. I gotta do, you know, the right things to take care of this kid. Did all that rush over you?
It did. You know, now you finally know, like, you're really the man of the house.
Yeah.
And you know, like, everything on your shoulders now. You know, you bring home the check. You know, you gotta protect your household.
It's different. It's not about your car or your shoes, you know, or your hair, or all that stuff that it was so easy to take care of in college and stuff, right?
No, it's about your kid. No.
It is absolutely about that. All right, talking to Anthony Brown, talking Dallas Cowboys, 8-1, Baltimore on the docket. There's something interesting with this coaching staff, and I don't even know if you understand it, but Rod Marinelli's the guy and is a legend, and I love Rod Marinelli. First of all, give me your take on Rod Marinelli. How's he struck you, not just as a coach, but as a man?
I love him, man. You know, he'll go to war for us any day, and we ready to fight for him whenever.
He's one of those guys that brings out the best in you. So Greg Jackson is back there working on the safeties, right? Joe Baker is the secondary coach. Yep. And then there is a coach that Garrett got together early in the year and said, Matt Eberflus, who worked in linebackers forever here, is going to be the passing game coordinator. And we all thought, he's going to work with the offense? Well, that's not it. He's the passing game coordinator of the defense. Can you explain how that works and the thought process with Matt Eberflus and a passing game coordinator on the defense?
Basically, every week we get our game plan together, and he kind of puts the game plan together for our passing defense of how we're going to defend whatever they're doing for that week and how he wants us to look on the field. And, you know, we sit in the film room and go over our game plan, what techniques we need to use, where everybody should be at, and so everybody get on the same page.
Is it different or more involved than anything you ever did at Purdue or anywhere else?
Yeah, it's much more involved. You know, it's a lot of more meetings, a lot more walkthroughs, and everything precise. And you got to be in a certain spot at a certain time. You know, Purdue, in college, it was more just going plan free.
Yeah, you were one of the best athletes, so you played your position and made plays.
Right.
Right. And most of the time when you looked at somebody across from you, you knew if you were a better player.
Yeah.
Right.
And in the NFL, you know, everybody could play. So
right.
It don't matter. Like, we play Cleveland, you know, they still Terrell Pryor.
Absolutely.
Corey Coleman, you know, you still got guys that could play, so you got to bring it every Sunday.
What about back to the Pittsburgh game for a second? Antonio Brown. We all know about Antonio Brown. Another one of those guys that he's not one of the 6'3 freaks that jumps 47 inches in the air. He's a sort of regular built human, yet he gets about 135 catches a year, which ain't nothing regular about that at all. What did you see in watching and covering and being on the field with Antonio Brown that makes him special?
He's just a tough competitor, you know, and he's going to bring it every play. And you got to be on your P's and Q's, you know. He might get you one play, but then you got to come back and get him the next play. You just got to keep your head up and keep fighting, you know. He's a great player. He's going to make his plays. You're not going to stop. You're not going to stop him the whole game. So he's going to make a play here or there sooner or later. And you just got to be able to try to contain him the best you can.
As a defense, before we go to break, the Pittsburgh game was the most yards that you guys had given up. It was this defense had only given up 23 points twice, and you guys were only averaging giving up right about 17.9 a game, which is top three or four in the league. Pittsburgh got points. You knew they were going to. Does your head spin at all as you're because this was different. We're not containing them. We're not getting off the field three and out very often. Does it get in your head about, oh, no, we're not as good as we have been, or we're not playing as well, or is it just one play at a time?
I mean, not really. You know, we kind of had a lot of penalties in that game
that
set us back. You know, in every game, it's always going to be ups and downs. You just got to be able to ride that wave. And at the end of the game, be the man that come out on top. You know, even against San Francisco, we was down 14-0 early.
Right.
So we didn't panic enough. We just, you know, bared down, got our defense right, and came out with the win.
Just keep playing.
Same thing with Pittsburgh.
Yeah. There's something about this team, ladies and gentlemen, at 8-1, something about this team. Youth, strength, power, they ain't afraid. They got what they need. They believe in this coach. We got a lot more Dallas Cowboys to talk with Anthony Brown right here on Off of the Helmets and ESPN on 103.3 FM. We'll be right back.